I'll start off first by congratulating Prince and his family. They had a late last night birth of a baby boy, so he wasn't at practice today, but good time for him and his family. Good practice today. It was a little bit cut back. And when we come off a player's day off, more situations, less individual, and just getting back in the flow and work out, you know, get some running in. So third down, red zone, 2 minutes, and situations that we felt like we needed to address continually. And as far as game planning for Cincinnati, we'll do that this week. This will be like as close to a week as we can to replicate an in-season week, run reports, you know, making sure we got all the information we need. So we'll go through the process part of it and make sure if there's anything we need to get worked out prior to our first game, we will. So it's a good week for our players to get an understanding of how the meetings are going to be handled as well.
What kind of camp has Jeremy Parnell had?
Good. You know, we've had so many conversations about other guys. We don't look back and, you know, really see what he's accomplished. But he's just been very good. Very, you know, I know sometimes I say solid. You think, well, what does that mean? But he's been good. He's been good. He's not a guy that we talk much about because he just really does his job pretty well.
What have you learned about him and coaching him for a year now?
You know, he's really hard on himself. He's really hard on himself, and I think that's, you know, as long as that doesn't affect his play, but he expects so much on him, and if he does things not quite up to his standard, it kind of wears it on his sleeve. But at this point, we haven't seen it affect his play, so I think he kind of uses that to motivate him to keep going.
Is it vital that Beecham play, and do you think he will this week?
It's important. Boy, we'd love to see him play. So he practiced today, went very well. He felt good. We'll see now tonight with the training room report. Am I hopeful? Yes. I'd love to see it that he comes back after today's practice. Good. We practice him again tomorrow and continue. So we're ready for anything, though, and we'll just stay true to it. But, yeah, our hopes is that he's ready to go for Sunday.
More the concern him getting through it today or now whether or not it swells?
No, I think it's, you know, he's been going through it. We've been putting him in, you know, every three plays with run game specific plays just to see how he handles it, gain confidence. So I think it's just, you know, how does he feel after taking more reps? How does he feel, you know, in the pass game and the protections and his confidence in his movement skills? But his knee is good. I think it's just the confidence, gaining the confidence in it.
The biggest difference, the run game, what you see in the first team this year and last year, is it having Linder? Is it the way Ivory runs?
Yeah, I think it's a combination. You know, we're doing some things up front that are good. I think we've changed some of the run schemes that we're doing. But just I think the communication that's taking place up front, we talk about they really got to work well as a unit and communicate well. And I think, you know, Linder's really on it. Really on it. And I think it starts right there and it spreads throughout. So it's just, you can see it, just their techniques. Give credit to Doug and John Benton. You know, they've been really tough on them on the techniques and the guys have bought into it. And when you have some success like that, it kind of carries it through. So the guys are really starting to believe in it.
Has Yeldon and Ivory complemented each other maybe even better than you thought?
Yeah, I think they're really working well together too. I mean, they constantly talk as much as you know those two would, but you know, they just communicate. They really work well together and they understand each other's role and their role, and you know, we just want to keep them fresh and keep them going.
A lot of snaps for Chris Smith in the two games. What have you seen from him?
You know what? He's been impressive. He has been. You know, look to him to get a little bit more opportunity even this week. We really want to take a look at him. So, you know, it used to be where we saw it in practice and sometimes it didn't carry over the games. It's preseason, but, you know, we're starting to see more of it carry over in his effort and some of his toughness. And we played him multiple positions. He's played some 4B for us, so inside the tackle. So we're trying to get him, you know, with the idea that the more that you can do, I think his big challenge is to own special teams. You know, that's, you know, a lot of times these decisions come to that, and that's where he's really got to show up.
Something that maybe he didn't have a lot of experience in coming in. Has he progressed the way you guys would have hoped?
Chris?
With teams,
I would say special teams, we're going to challenge him even more. You know, that's the truth. We're going to challenge him even more. I think with the rush, sometimes it takes some time. Some guys, you know, they pick it up in their first year. Some guys, it takes some time, like a wide receiver. But it feels like it's starting to come to him now. We need to see it even more consistently, but the arrow's going out for him on the defensive side. The special teams, he still needs to, you know, it's not that, it's not lack of effort or anything like that, just some things we're asking, he's got to refine his technique.
You were down your top two nose tackles today. What's the prognosis for those two guys, and what would you do if they couldn't play?
Right, I would say Roy Miller is doubtful. Okay, with Avery, it's a contusion, thigh contusion, so we'll see how he responds. But Ash has been playing pretty good. So in some aspects, it kind of gives us a chance to see him with the ones. And that's a great evaluation tool for us. Kenny, you know, we've seen kind of what he's done. He's showing up when he gets reps later in the game. But how about with the ones? So we want to make sure we take advantage of that, if, you know, so be it.
Did Tyson get in
there
too?
Yeah, he did too. So we'll move him. Tyson's, we got a lot of flexibility with him. But, you know, we need to see Ash.
How did Tayshaun Gibson look against the Bucs the other night?
Good. Sometimes you don't notice them. Sometimes we had plays last year where you felt like, oh, the free safety had a chance to make the play and we didn't. And with him back there, it's like we don't have those conversations. He had a couple tackles and was in good spots as far as where his drops were. So he took some things away because of that. So it kind of appears silent, like he wasn't involved much. But as coaching staff and seeing the scheme, we, you know, appreciate him.
Has Warner shown you guys anything that you'd hoped?
Who's that?
Warner, Jordan Warner.
Yeah, you know, the first game, you know, he came off, showed a good edge rush. So, again, it's just consistency. You know, we need to see more of him. He, you know, with him now, it's practice reps and you know, off the game reps that he had. So, you know, he did a nice job in the game. Nothing really stood out. The first rush he had against the Jets, the sack, that was a good play. It showed us some of his skill set. So we just need to see more.
Talking with Doug, now that he did get his first game against someone else, did Linder, the cadence, everything you wanted, did it go as
yeah.
you expected?
Yeah, he's, you know what, he tries to take it to another level. Like when we have meetings that night at 7:30, special teams meetings, he's not involved in, he goes into the quarterback meetings. You know, he's involved with that. We have meetings with the quarterbacks early in the morning. He's in there. At night, he keeps the O-line back and goes through things with him. He's just taking it to another level. I think I mentioned as far as leadership, he's a guy that we really targeted. It just comes naturally to him. So, yeah, he's been a big part of it.